This is URN Sport.
Okay, so I'm joined here at the Bucks Nationals in Sheffield with Martin Lewis, the head of performance badminton at the University of Nottingham. So, Martin, what are you hoping for from this weekend in terms of the University of Nottingham's badminton players?
We have quite a big squad here this week who have all prepared really well for this week. So all I'm after from each of them is the best performance that they could give. Results will take care of themselves. We have some good chances to actually gold medal, as well as, you know, a couple of other medals. Not really set a target of how many medals we want, but as long as they take care of the performances themselves, the medals will follow.
Now, the badminton club is doing really well as a whole this season. I know that the women's teams, most of them are top of the table in Bucks. You've also, of course, had the AJ Bell win last week, which was terrific for the elite side. Are you looking for the team to carry that form and that good form that's been persistent throughout the season into this competition?
For sure. Momentum is everything, and all these players who are part of this Bucks weekend have that momentum from the NBL final win. But also, yes, the ladies' teams have done really, really well this year. Still going, of course, with cup competitions, but also the men's side of it as well are doing great. A couple of dodgy performances from the men's seconds and thirds, but I'm very pleased with how they've done, and it's only a reward from the commitment that the players have shown to 6:45 training in the morning to late training at night as well. So it's all down to them. There's a coaching team in place to assist them and guide them, and that's all we do. Those guys do it themselves, and they prepare themselves best for these competitions.
Now, just a word on one of your players to watch for this weekend, Li Lian Yang, who did so well at the AJ Bell final last week. What are you expecting from her this weekend in particular?
Like I said, the performance, if she can concentrate on the performance, she's certainly a gold medal chance. The gold medalist from last year, Lydia from Derby, Lillian played her only in 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago in the final in Iceland in an international competition, and Lillian came out on top. So there's definitely the level there. She's seeded number one. The pressure will be on her, and it's how she reacts to that. She's prepared very well for it, and just hope she brings her A game. And let's see where that takes us.
Now, just a word finally on the badminton club as a whole. How have you, in your time at the University of Nottingham, have you seen the club grow as a whole?
It's grown a hell of a lot, hell of a lot. There's a lot more performance-minded players now who commit to the training, and that's a culture change that was wanted from the university, and I'm glad to see that that's happening and in place now, and it's great that we're being talked of around the UK now as one of the universities to come to for badminton, and that is only good for us to keep growing and growing and growing. That's what I want from the club, that's what the club wants, and you know, it's going from strength to strength, so yeah, it's great.
This is URN Sport.